you will, take your Bibles tonight and turn with me, please, to the book of Nehemiah, chapter number 4. I haven't been studying this week in the book of Nehemiah, but about 3 o'clock this afternoon, this is the direction that the Lord gave me for the service tonight. I know in Sunday school a while back, I listened to the tapes, and I believe it was Brother Brian was in Nehemiah chapter 1 and 2, I think, and I told him after I listened to the tape, I love the book of Nehemiah. I mean, it's a precious book. A lot of wonderful truths in the book of Nehemiah. And we started last Wednesday night taking an offering on Wednesday night to expand the missions program of the church. Brother Henry's in the process of trying to hear back. He sent out contact information to the missionaries, and he's trying to hear back from them and get the website updated. And so we're excited about what the Lord has done and what the Lord is doing and what the Lord is going to do. Amen. I'm excited about it. And there's only one interpretation of the Bible, but there are many applications in the Bible. You can take for example, the story of the prodigal son. If you interpret that the way it's supposed to be, that's talking about something that's lost. The silver was lost, the sheep was lost, and the son was lost. But there's nothing wrong with making application in that story, you know, to a child of God that's gone out in the far country and come home. That's the application, but the interpretation would be that's lost, because Jesus receives sinners and he eats with them, and that's how the whole series of parables started. But tonight in the book of Nehemiah, we're talking about a time in Jerusalem when there was a great destruction, and Nehemiah heard about it, and Nehemiah went and checked it out, and Nehemiah prayed about it, and Nehemiah waited on the Lord, and Nehemiah went before the king about it. And then Nehemiah, by the grace of God, he just decided he's going to do something about it. Amen. It wasn't enough just to be burdened, and it wasn't enough just to be broken and weeping like he was in chapter number 1. But God used him to be a leader, and I'll say a little bit more about that tonight. I'd like to get through this tonight. Man, it's a lot. Maybe we'll come back next week. I don't know what God's going to do, but I'll show you some things here tonight. I hope it'll be a blessing to you. Let's start reading tonight in verse number 6. The Bible said, So built we the wall, and all the wall was joined together under the half thereof, for the people had a mind to work. I want to say this about our church, and I'm being honest tonight. I thank God for the mind to work around Bible Way Baptist Church. And I'm going to tell you something right now. You may or may not know this, but it's not this way everywhere. Amen. I'm telling you, you can go places and you can't hardly get anybody to do anything. You got to pump, you got to prime, you got to pull and push, but I thank God for a willing spirit among God's people. And that's what Nehemiah found in this generation right here. There was destruction, there was ruin, and there was a great job to be done, but there was a people that were willing, amen, to roll up their sleeves, so to speak, and do what God wanted them to do. And if that's not the way it is around here, then y'all got me fooled. Say amen. I believe we're going to have a good year. I believe there's a lot to do, but I believe there's a lot of people that are willing and have a mind to work. I'll show you some things tonight, and I'd like to use an illustration down towards the end, and I'm not sure if we'll get to that or not. I'd love to, but the Lord may have us to do this in a couple of messages, maybe tonight, maybe Sunday night or something like that. I don't know, but I just want to show you that. This is some stuff the Lord spoke to my heart fresh about this afternoon. If we're going to build the wall, how many believes the church ought to be in the wall building business? Amen? And I make application right here, and I don't want to really give away the illustration, but I guess I will in a way. But we'll see it come together maybe either tonight or maybe Sunday night. But the Bible said there that there was rubbish, that the walls, the stones were down in a heap. It was just a mess. Amen. Can you imagine the ruin? They had been burned, and there they are laying in the ashes, the stones. And if you think about a wall, and I'm kind of just going to try to obey the Lord here because I didn't really want to do this right now. But if you think about a wall, there has to be a foundation, right? And I'm making application tonight to the church because the church has a foundation. Other foundation can no man lay than that's laid, the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, in order to have a wall, you got to have more than a foundation. Somebody got to come along with some blocks and some mortar. Well, in that day, it wasn't blocks, it was rocks. Amen. And the Bible said over there in the book of Peter that Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone. Ain't that good? Amen. You got a foundation. That's the Lord Jesus. You got a cornerstone. That's the Lord Jesus. But then the Bible said, ye then as lively stones. What that word lively means is living. We're alive. Amen. Are built one upon another. And so I'm just trying to give you an idea tonight how I want to make application in this lesson or in this message tonight about working on this wall. Amen. And I believe that God, when we're talking about missions and we're talking about expanding the missions program, I believe there's nothing wrong with just thinking about it like this. Somewhere, Brother Houston, there's a man's life that's in shambles. It's in ruin. It's in a heap. Amen. It's all out of order. There's no purpose in his life. But God wants to pick that man up out of that rubbish and pick him up out of that heap. And God wants to place him in the wall. Amen. In the church of God. And to have an order about his life, a purpose about his life. Now, I'll show you some things here that I believe be necessary in order to see this come to pass. My throat, I've been coughing all afternoon. Somebody might have given me that coughing job. I don't know. Amen. But pray for me tonight. I feel like I need to cough my head off right now. But the Bible said here, give me some things tonight that I believe the Lord wants to speak to our church about tonight. And maybe this will be just a little bit of the introduction to the message and working on this wall. How many would just say with an upraised hand tonight, preacher, I'll do what I can. Amen. You know that's all God wants us to do. None of us will stand before God and give an account for what we could not do. None of us. But every one of us will stand before God. I love the statement of Mary. How many remembers when Mary washed the feet of Jesus with her hair and with her tears? And the Word of God said this, she hath done what she, what's the next word? Could. She did what she could. Isn't that right? That's all God wants us to do. Amen. Is do what we can. Do what we can in giving out gospel tract. Do what we can in inviting others to the house of God. Do what we can in telling others about Jesus. Do what we can to send missionaries around the world. Do what we can to be faithful to the house of God. Do what we can to read through our Bible this year. Do what we can to develop a prayer life. Amen. That's intimate before God and brings us into His presence day after day. Let me give you some things tonight. First thing I want you to see tonight is how the Lord spoke to my heart here in this chapter. I'll kind of be all over the chapter, and I hope it'll make sense when we get through with the final message. But the Bible said here in verse number 9, the Bible said, nevertheless, we made our prayer unto our God. Let me just say this to you tonight. Here's what a lot of people do. They want to work and then ask God to bless it. They want to just make up their mind what they're going to do, and then they want to ask God to bless it. I just want to say this. In the book of Nehemiah, if you go back to chapter number 1, God was included in this from the very beginning. Amen? They didn't just start something and then ask God to bless it. They wanted God's direction even in the beginning of the work. Amen? And so what I'm get you to see right here in verse number 9, the Bible said, nevertheless, we made our prayer unto our God. Now watch this. And set a watch against them day and night because of them. You say, preacher, who's the them there? Well, if you back up in chapter 4 and verse number 1, It came to pass when Sanballat heard that we builded the wall, he was wroth. How many understands that when a church is doing what God wants them to do, or a family is doing what God wants them to do, or an individual is doing what God wants them to do, it makes the enemy mad. Somebody's mad about it. Amen. And what I get you to see right here, the Bible said here, they took great indignation and they mocked the Jews. And he spake before the brethren in the army of Samaria and said, what do these feeble Jews? Will they fortify themselves? Will they sacrifice? Will they make an end in a day? I love this right here. They said, what are they going to do? How are they going to build a wall? Look at them. They're feeble. Are they going to make an end? Are they going to finish this thing in a day? Can I say something to us, Bible way? We're not going to finish this thing in a day. Say amen. But watch this right here. I thought this was interesting. Turn over to chapter, I believe it's chapter number 6. Look at verse number 15. So we finished the wall. Or so the wall was finished in chapter 6, verse 15. In the 25th day of the month of Elul. In 52 days. Glory to God. We can't even get ready for Bible school in 52 days, Brother Bryant. Amen. And they finished the wall. Amen. There was a bunch of people got shoulder to shoulder. You say, preacher, how do you know that? Read it over there. I believe it's in chapter 2 and 3. Next unto him. 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 Hey, listen. Let me just show you something tonight. Just this section right here. Everybody that's able, get up right quick. Just this section right here. Come on. We're going to make a circle right here. Stand right here, Brother Gale. We're going to make a circle just around our section. Come on now. Hurry. Good night, y'all move like you old. Amen. Go back that way. Go back that way. Go back that way. Make a circle around this whole section right here, around our section. Make a circle. Make a circle. We ain't doing too good. How in the world are we going to make a circle like that around this section? I want the whole section. That includes you, Harv, our whole... Don't cut through the middle. That's a shortcut. Come on now. Come on. Come on. Come on. Watch this. Watch this. We can't do it. Would somebody from another section help us? Would somebody help us? Now watch this. Watch this. Watch this. Look at, whoa, now we got too much help. Now watch this. Watch this. Brother Rick, you and Sister Danita drop out. We had our wall. There was no breach in the wall. We had it complete, didn't we? All right, now you got to hook up over there, Brother Mike. Don't just stand there and look at me. Amen. Brother Charles, drop out. Drop on out there. How many's getting the point? Brother John, drop out. Brother Eddie, drop out. Drop out. You see? All right, Brother Mike, drop out. Boy, there went a big hole in the wall. Amen. Amen. Uh-oh. All right. Now, here's where we're at tonight. Listen to me carefully. The Bible said next unto him, next unto him, next unto him. And you see what happens when somebody drops out? It makes it harder. Everybody else has to stretch further. Is that not right? Can you see that right there? And it actually will get to the point, if we're not careful, there'll be a big old hole in that wall. And I believe that's why the prophet was praying, amen, is there not a man to stand in the gap. Amen. In other words, if we was to see a hole in the wall, we ought to run to it. Amen. And ask God to help us to fill the breach. Amen. All right, you can sit down now. The fun has just begun. Amen. But listen to me tonight. I believe with all of my heart, there's a truth there that we need to understand, that we need to see. You say, preacher, how many people in that circle was important? Somebody tell me. Every one of them. That's exactly right. Every one of them. I could start a circle, but I can't finish a circle. I can start a wall, amen. And by the way, if you're ever helping a brick mason, you'll understand that the brick mason gets paid the big bucks, but but the laborer does most of the work. Say amen. He builds the scaffold. He mixes the mud. He carries. Brother Houston, you was a mason, wasn't you? Amen. Hey, watch him grin about the big bucks back there. Amen. He knows it's the truth. Amen. They got to have everything right there at their hands, don't they? Amen. Somebody's got to bring it to them. Amen. Let me tell you this tonight. Nehemiah and this wall right here, and this church building business, everybody's important. Amen. Everybody's got a place in the wall. And God wants to place not only you and I in the wall, but God wants to save people. Amen. In our wall a while ago, God saved Kevin. Put him in the wall. Amen. He wasn't in the wall a few months ago. Amen. He was on his way to hell without God. Amen. Let me say this to you tonight. Nehemiah wants us to see here. Let me give you some things. The Bible said here, them set a watch against them. Tobiah, in verse number 3, the Ammonite was by him. They said, will they revive the stones out of the heaps? Verse 2, out of the rubbish which are burned. Now Tobiah and the Ammonite was by him, and he said, even that which they build. Now watch this. How many knows a fox is a real little dog? A fox is not very big. It's mostly hair. Amen. If you ever see one's got the mange, you'll know what I'm talking about. Amen. A fox is not a very big dog at all. But they said what they're building right here, they said if a fox runs into it, it'd tear it up. It'd tear it down. Amen. I'm telling you, they're making fun. And let me say this to you. Listen to me, church. If things keep going the way they're going in this country, there's going to be a whole lot more fun made of the church of the living God. Amen. I'll watch them up there on that hill at Bible Way. What do they think they're doing in that Bible school? What do they think they're doing in that missions program? What do they think they're doing preaching and teaching the Word of God Sunday after Sunday? I tell you what we're doing. We're doing the will of God. We're doing the work of God. We're doing it the way God wants us to do it. Amen. And God will bless it. Amen. God will bless it. Watch this. Let me give you some things. Number one, set a watch. That's how God spoke to my heart in the beginning of this message, set a watch. The Bible said here, nevertheless, we made our prayer unto our God, verse number 9, and set a watch against them day and night because of them. I was talking to a pastor. I told Brother Johnny about the meeting. There's going to be a meeting down at Smyrna on a Saturday evening, a youth meeting, and Brother Barry Rackley's going to be preaching down there. Brother Rackley was telling me about they've had their youth off to this conference and that conference. And he said, preacher, I'm not saying anything against any of the conferences. He said, we went to some kind of a meeting on the mountain. It's up in North Carolina. He said, if you'd look at it, he said, it ain't nothing to look at. He said, they can only fit about 120 people. Said they turn kids away every year. They just don't have the room. And they turn kids away. They just get them up there, the ones that want to come, the ones that get in on it, and they have the meeting 3 times a year. He said, preacher, our teenagers went to that 3 years ago, and he said, they've never been the same. They've never been the same. He said, most of the time, if you get in a good meeting, he said, within 2 weeks, it's all wore off. Amen? But he said, let me tell you something, preacher. He said, there's a group of 100 men that get up there before that meeting starts. And he said they pray all night on Friday night. And they pray all day on Saturday. And he said, all I can tell you is, preacher, when you get on top of that mountain, the glory comes down. Amen. And God saves youngins and God helps youngins. And God gives people a determination in their heart. He said, preacher, what are you trying to say? I'm trying to say, listen, I just use that as an illustration. There's no substitute for prayer. There's no substitute for setting a watch. If there's going to be a work done, somebody's got to watch for the enemy. Amen. Somebody's got to pray. Somebody's got to watch over the family. Somebody's got to watch over the church. Somebody's got to watch over the work. Amen. And that's what the Bible said there. They set a watch. How many knows we have an enemy? Amen. If you don't know it, I know it. He's already rearing his ugly head. Amen. I told y'all months ago, he's not going to sit by. He's not going to do it. He's not going to do it. And he's not going to sit by while something's being accomplished for God's honor and for God's glory. But thank God I'm not a defeatist. Greater is he that's in us This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. I'm persuaded that neither death nor life, nor things present, nor powers, nor things to come, shall separate us from the love of God. If God be for us, who can be against us? Amen. We need to set a watch, don't we, tonight? Set a watch, the Bible said, against them. Now watch this, day and night. Now listen, I'm just making a little bit of application right here. We know what this was talking about. The enemy was coming at day, and the enemy was coming at night. Any way the enemy could come, they were coming. Amen. But I'm going to say this right here. This, the Lord spoke to my heart. Sometimes the church is operating, and it's just like day. I mean, everything's going good. Amen. And sometimes, brother, it gets dark, don't it? Amen. Now, we're walking in the light as He is in the light, but I'm just telling you, every church will go through some mountains and will go through some valleys. Amen. And the Word of God said you better have a watch at both times. Sometimes we forget to watch and pray when things are going well, don't we? Amen. But we need to remember that the enemy is just around the corner. Amen. And set a watch. Let me give you this tonight. Not only do we need to set a watch, but we need to see the wall. We need to see the wall. We need to see it tonight. How many remembers when God picked you up out of the rubbish? And placed you in the wall. Made something out of your life. Made something out of your family. Amen. Made, give you a testimony for the glory of God. Well, how many realizes the church is here? You don't want to know why the church is still here? You want to know why the rapture is not taking place? There's somebody else that God wants to pick up out of the heap. And God wants to place them in the wall. God wants to put them in the church. There's somebody else who's that's still yet to be saved. You say, preacher, how can you say that? Because when that last one is birthed into the church, glory to God, we're checking out. Amen. When the bride is complete, God's children will go home. Amen. We're still here. So we need to see the wall. Look at it with me here. The Bible said over here in verse number, I believe it's verse number 15. And it came to pass when our enemies heard that it was known unto us and God had brought their counsel to naught, that we returned all of us to the wall, every one unto his work. I think that word right there, his, is important. I can't do another man's work, and another man can't do my work. I can't take somebody's place in the wall, and you can't take my place in the wall. In other words, they return to their own work. Let me just give you some things about this seeing the wall right here that I believe are important. I believe that we need to have a mind to work when we see the wall, but I believe we need to have a motive to work. Look at verse 14 with me for just a moment, would you please? The Bible said, and I looked. He saw it. And I rose up. Nehemiah said, and I said to the nobles and to the rulers and to the rest of the people, be not ye afraid of them. What's those next three words? Remember the Lord. See that right there? How many understands that when the enemy comes, a lot of people forget the Lord? A lot of people forget, amen, that there is somebody that can handle him. And the Bible said, remember the Lord. Watch this motive right here. The Bible said, be not afraid of them. Remember the Lord, which is great and terrible. Now watch this. Here's our motive. And fight. Fight for your brethren. Fight for your sons. Fight for your daughters. Fight for your wives. And fight for your houses. How many believes there's some things worth fighting for? I'm going to tell you something that's sickening me in my stomach. It's the way that veterans are being treated in this country. Listen to me carefully. When we needed somebody to go fight, there they were. And I tell you, as far as I'm concerned, they ought to be treated like the men and women that they are. Amen. Even when the battle's over. Amen. They ought to be treated like the men and women of character that they are, that served this great nation. And the Word of God is telling us here, fight for your brethren. Fight for your son. There's some things worth fighting for. I'm fearful in America that we're headed into a generation that doesn't even know what the flag stands for, let alone be willing to fight for it. Amen? I'm fearful. I thank God for that flag, don't you? I thank God for what it stands for. And I'll just be if I'm going to stand and watch somebody stomp on it or burn it or desecrate it, amen, I'm going to stand up and I'm going to speak up. Why, preacher? Because, my friend, there's some things worth fighting for. And in the church, there's another flag. Amen. The cross, the white, the righteousness of Christ, the blue heaven that we're headed to. I say thank God for the cardinal doctrines of the Word of God, and they're worth fighting for. We don't need to roll over and play dead while a generation of heathen, my friend, take over in America. Amen. We need to fight. 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 Why, preacher? Because there's still heaps of rubbish everywhere. And because God still wants to take the rubbish. He said, preacher, I wouldn't talk about them people like that. If you'd understand what we were, that's where we were. The Bible said He brought us up out of a horrible pit. He placed us, hallelujah, on that foundation, on the solid rock. Put a new song in our heart, even praise unto our God. So I see that they set a watch. How many believes that's important? I'm going to tell you something right now. Listen to me carefully, church. Set a watch. Set a watch for your family. Set a watch for your faith. Set a watch for the family of God. Amen. Set a watch. Be on the guard. Amen. Because it's important. Set a watch. And then the Bible said we need to see of the wall. Let me give you this. Number three. Just going to give you four things tonight. This is kind of just a little introduction to the message. We'll get to the message later on. I knew it would be impossible tonight to get all this. But number three, we need to stay in the work. The Bible said in verse number 15, and it came to pass when our enemies heard that it was known unto us that God had brought their counsel to naught. I read this a while ago. I know that we returned, all of us, to the wall and to the work, every one unto his work. We need to stay in the work. Now listen, I'm not going to ask for a show of hands tonight. I could say like this, how many besides me have wanted to be found AWOL at times, amen? Just go away. My wife used to fellowship with another lady in the church I pastored, and they had this little saying, they just like to go to that cabin out on the hill. Amen, just get away, amen, for a little while. But you know what? God has not given us permission. We need to stay in the work. Let me tell you something right now. I believe with all of my heart, sometimes God's people, pastor included, give up on the brink of a miracle. We get right there and we just think, I can't take this anymore. And we're right there and we're right there and we're right there. And if we're not careful, I've had this happen in my life. I quit praying about a situation, been praying about for years. Quit praying and God answered the prayer. God, I guess God wanted me to just know He was God. Say amen. But I would have felt a lot better if I would have still been faithful in prayer about the situation when God answered the situation. We need to set a watch. And we need, my friend, to see the wall. But we need, according to the Word of God right here, to stay in the work. I believe that's important, don't you? When you feel like giving up, remember what might be at stake. Sister Teresa, you ain't telling me that you always feel like getting in that van, you're all chipper and ready to go an extra hour early. Hey, you don't always feel like it. You're not kidding me, amen? And there's got to be times when you think, well, is it worth it? Amen? How many knows I'm telling it right? You say, preacher, why did you mention her? Because God brought her to my mind. Amen? You Sunday school teachers, are there not times when you wonder, amen, is anybody listening? Is anybody getting help? Should I really continue? Yes! Stay in the work! Stay in the work. Stay in the work. Because what happens when you drop out? Come on now. What happens? Stretch, 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 stretch until all of a sudden you can't stretch any further. And boom, there's a gap. If I was the enemy and I was trying to get to this section, If I had a choice between coming through Brother Brian or coming through the gap, which would I do? I'd just go through the gap. If you don't believe that, you just try to herd a bunch of cattle sometime. Leave a little gap for them somewhere. Amen. They'll run slap over you if you get in that gap. Amen. But I'm telling you tonight, the enemy wants to come in. But I tell you, God wants us to concentrate. Amen. Set a watch. See the wall. And my friends, stay in the work. Let me give you this and I'm done tonight. I believe it's important. God wants us to show the way. He said, preacher, what do you mean show the way? Well, look here in verse number 22. The Bible said, likewise, at the same time said I unto the people, let everyone with his servant lodge within Jerusalem, that in the night they may be a guard to us and labor on the day. Now watch verse 23. Nehemiah is speaking here. Nehemiah is not boasting, but Nehemiah is a leader. And Nehemiah is showing the way. He said, so neither I, nor my brethren, nor my servants, nor the men of the guard which followed me, none of us put off our clothes, saving that every man put them off for washing. You could get into another text over there. Look at verse 17. They which build it on the wall, and they that bear burdens with those that laid it, every one with one of his hands wrought in the work, and with the other hand held a weapon. Think about that. It's like a trowel in one hand and a sword in the other. Amen. How many knows it's a lot easier to work with both hands? But God was telling them here that they had to be on guard with one hand and work with the other hand. He said, preacher, I don't understand the point in this last point right here. Here's the point. Nehemiah said, I didn't set up there in the castle while everybody else worked. Amen. He said, neither I nor my brethren. Let me show you something right here in verse number 16. The Bible said, watch this. In verse number 16 of chapter number 5. Yea, also I continued in the work of this wall. Neither bought we any land, and all my servants were gathered thither unto the work. Nehemiah didn't just say, y'all go do it. Nehemiah was a leader. He showed them the way. Amen. And Sunday school teachers, Sister Teresa, you're showing these children the way. You're not just telling them the way. You're showing them the way. Sunday school teachers are showing the way. Mom and dad are showing the way. Pastor's supposed to be showing the way. Not just telling the way, but showing. Showing the way. Nehemiah, I mean, you know how it is. Sometimes you can even watch those old war movies. And that colonel, I mean, he's got his little tent. Amen. And he's got it a whole lot better off than what the guys do out on the battlefield. Amen. But it wasn't that way in Nehemiah's day. Amen. It wasn't that way. Nehemiah was a leader that was willing to show the way. I don't know about you tonight, but I want to see more. You say, preacher, what do you mean? I want to see more lives picked up out of the rubbish, out of the ashes, and placed in the wall of God, placed in the church. Christ is the foundation. Christ is the cornerstone. And the Bible said, we then as living stones, lively stones, are built one upon another. I get ahead of myself a little bit right here, but I'll quit right here. But the Bible said over there, glory. The Bible said they were working on that wall, Brother David, and Nehemiah told him, he said, now when you hear the trumpet, he said, gather together. You'll get that after a while. Amen. we're fixing to hear a trumpet. Amen. And we'll gather together and check out of here. Amen. We'll be gone, gone, gone to be with Jesus. Amen. So, the Bible said the people had a mind to work. And let me say this. The Bible said about Jesus, or about Jesus, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. How many believes that's in the Bible? How many believes that Jesus said something like this? He said, work He said, I must needs be about my Father's business. In another passage, he said, work while it's day, for the night cometh when no man can work. There's going to be a day it's going to be too late to be involved in this work. But thank God today's not the day. Amen. We can still be involved in the work of God. How many believe the Lord is going to use, amen, Bible way? I do. Amen. I believe that with all of my heart. I appreciate the Lord using us. To me, it amazes me that He could use any of us. Amen. But He does. That the likes of Him would use the likes of us amazes me. But that's how God gets His work done. He could still go out there and get Him a donkey tonight. He could send a donkey riding into the Duffield jail. Amen. He could. But he chose Brother Frankie to go to jail and tell them men. Amen. Amen. He could send a donkey to the pulpit Sunday morning to tell y'all about Jesus. That's my God. He can do that if he wants to. Amen. But he lets me be the pastor. Amen. We all should never get over that awe that he would use us, that he wouldn't even include us in the wall of our Lord. Amen. Thank you for coming tonight. Father, I pray you'll take this message tonight, the introduction really in the chapter here a little bit, and help us, our Father, to see, Lord, truth that would just continue, Lord, to stir us up to be a part of the work that you've called us to be a part of. Thank you for saving us, Lord. Thank you for giving us purpose in our lives. And I pray tonight, Lord, that you would just honor the church, our Father, with your blessings and, Lord, with your presence. Because, Lord, we realize tonight nothing of eternal value is accomplished unless you do it. Lord, we're just vessels. Help us to be vessels unto honor. Help us, Lord, to take our place in the wall. Help us, Father, not to leave a breach. Help us at the Bible way, Lord, to set a watch over the family of God, a watch over every family, a watch, Lord, that we might see the work finished. Lord, we know that you have a great work for us to do. We pray, God, you'd help us to do it in Jesus' name.